Good evening, planet Earth. Good evening to all my friends out there. It is Saturday, May the 11th, 2024, and it's just after 7:30 p.m. 7:30 p.m. here on the Olympic Peninsula. And it was a warm day today. I think warmer than what they reported, but who knows. And I took off the tarps and the Vembridge off the top of the camper to let it breathe because, you know. And then, you know, I can let in the sunlight and it can kill the microbes. Well, that's not what they said in 2020, but you know. Did you know that cows attack and kill 700 gorillion people a year? That there are forest cows that wander the forests of North America that were bred by Nazi scientists after World War II. And these forest cows, they wander the wastelands looking for human flesh and other types of gumbo freaks. They're out there in herds, they're herding towards you. The herd will hurt you. Cow, it feels no pain. Cow, the world has driven you insane. Oh, cow. Holy cow. Holy cow, did you know there are cattle out there wandering the national forest seeking after human flesh? Yes, indeed, this is a real story, a real story. Did you know that a G5 flare hit the Earth last night and created a large image in the sky that looked exactly like Taylor Swift doing a monkey dance? Did you know that? Did you know that was true? Yes, indeed, there are cow that seek after human flesh. You would say that this is a sign of the undoing, a sign of the overcoming, a sign of the festivus for the rest of us, maybe. We are currently, you know, in year 5 of Boblimpdoc. And we don't really discuss a year 4 or a year, you know, well, yeah, last year, but we don't discuss year 6 or 7 or 8 because there won't be one, right? Because when Boblimpdoc ends, it is Grinkin' time. It's a different kind of game. Yes, it is. On my ride into work today, I saw a sign that read, metal barrels, $55.99. And of course, I knew what they meant. They meant barrels, 50 to 100 gallon drums for dumping bodies. Everybody knows this. But my next thought was, fuck, have the Grinkin' Time sales arrived? These are the sales at the stores. These are the sales on the street by the whores. These are the special sales that occur in year 5 of Boblimpdoc, maybe year 6. And these are the sales that precede Grinkin' Time. And in truth, everything's on sale right now. But Dan, that's crazy. All the food is expensive. And that brand new water heater I need for the renovation can't be shipped. I can't get no PVC. The plumber says fixing my home will cost $59,000. Dan, what are you saying? Shit's on sale? Can you still hire a contractor? Can you still buy steak if you take out a loan? Is there still gasoline between $4 and $7 a gallon, depending upon where you live, depending upon how you live? That's right, Grinkin' Time sales are here. 'Cause they could have meant at that store, you know, where they said $55.99 a barrel. They could have meant bore-ready gun barrels. And they might even have a custom auto lathe type CAD cam set up on site for boring and rifling that damnable thing. And it's like, you're saying I can walk out of there today with a fully bored rifled 6mm barrel from my new style AR build in honor of lost old calibers that no one gives a fuck about. And the store manager says, son, we'll have it done in 30 minutes, or the next barrel's free. That's a Grinkin' Time sale right there. That's what Grinkin' Time sales feel like. It's Black Friday every day, but not racist. You can say, well, Dan, I know about Black Friday, but what the actual fuck is a Grinkin' Time sale? Well, I'll tells ya. As I said, we're currently in the age of Boblimpdoc. This age began early in 2020 and ends in the fifth year. We are currently in year five. Boblimpdoc is followed by Grinkin' Time, a time of love and lust, a time of gold and Gretchen, the bar wench, a time of rocket ship nightmares and stale cocaine whimsy. And during this time, some pretty nasty shit is going to happen. I'm sorry about that. Check under your Oprah seat and you'll find something dangerous that wants to kill you. Sorry. This is Grinkin' Time. And it nears, baby. You can smell it in your IPA. That's right. You can tell when the special sales start popping up. Special Grinkin' Time sales on bleach and knives and reloader deals for Klungit guns. Prices, they're gonna suck. But you'll buy because Grinkin' Time awaits and the prices will be worse. So, in a sense, everything is, as I said, on sale just prior to Grinkin' Time. I can't wait till Tessa's Loaf Store starts selling short Yodi. It's a kind of coyote that's starting to breed with raccoons called Short Yodi. But Tessa can't call it a coon. Nothing. Not without somebody thinking she's racist. And then she has this purple green sauce made of chestnut berries and scavenged puddle rice. It's nice to sit down to a loaf in the morning and work out where you're gonna look for the replacement parts in the wasteland out near the Dune Sea. Get some of that Short Yodi. But you can't call it a certain word because it's kind of racist. During pre-Grinkin' Time sales mania, Barnacle Bob's usually has really good deals on quicklime and nitric acid. You can talk to him about the gumbo sharks being pulled out from below the pier, and if anyone has gotten the griblies yet from eating that infernal thing. He loves to chat about the tortoise migration from Mexico and how there ain't no more sand fumes for making whiskey pie. He'll be sure to serve warmed up brown drink and some honey and lime, but always loves to greet customers in the basement when he's working during that pre-Grinkin' Time festival of sales. One of the real highlights of this Grinkin' Time sales period? Cflow is issuing the Ccoin. Cflow, you heard of Cflow, you've heard of floatine, you've heard of protein, you've heard of the C, haven't you? Haven't you heard of the C? Yes, Cflow Corporation incorporated in some sort of country not far from Venezuela. Cflow Incorporated is issuing the Ccoin. We don't care if that name is already taken by some blockchain hooker someplace. We will destroy all. The Ccoin will be backed by Cflow floatine drinks and topical lotions and sexual gels. This tracks with all kinds of post-scarcity bullshit. The Ccoin will be bought during Greenkentime sales from a guy named Albert McDizzy Willow, you know, Al for short. And Al will take your gold and silver and ammo and guns and archery stuff and fishing equipment and storable food and water purification and give you in return a printed certificate with a custom QR code printed on it, unlocking the power of Ccoin from Cflow. We'll be long gone with your shit by the time you figure it out, motherfucker. And you know that Cflow will have many deals during Greenkentime sales. Colon cleanse, floatine ass rinse, 1 ounce of gold. Sig throat floatine lozenges, 5 ounces of silver. Doogley style harpy juicers, 10 pounds of venison. Cat exorcism crystals and Cflow ritual book to dying hippos. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of dying hippos for sale after Greenkentime starts, baby. A lot of dying hippos and hippo replacements. Greenkentime sales will be your last time to take part in these one-time deals. Greenkentime sales will be your last time to take part in these one-time special deals. Meat that's still cool from refrigeration. Your heart pills from the local pharmacy. Electricity for all your bullshit. And clean water that you can drink without getting sick. You should take advantage of these one-time deals that are available for a limited fucking time. So many deals on sale right now. But Greenkentime sales, they're lit as fuck and they can't last forever. Nobody will forget them. Ever. Yeah. Are you ready for Greenkentime? Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles, a renowned poopologist. Floatine from Cflow is why my bowel movements are spirited, rocky, and have zest. Floatine powders and floatine gels and floatine potions from Cflow is why my poop is getting rocky and spirited and scrapey. It feels really good in the neighborhood as it leaves the hole. For the bowl, it's like a brick, but it doesn't make me sick. I thank Cflow. I say thank floatine gels and powders. Yes, Cflow. Anyways, enough from you, Dr. Freckles. You're really pushing the Cflow. Well, you know, you may not realize this, but since we launched Cflow about, you know, a week ago, since we got up and going with our company that has 200 years of experience. You know how they do that? They'll take like, well, we have so many employees with so many years of experience. If we add them up, we can say we have 200 years. You know, that new math is a motherfucker. We have guys who've been here for 60 years, 20 years. We add them up. We have over 3,000 years experience. Time's a motherfucker, and so with math, buddy. But a lot of fuckers will do that, but not at Seaflow. We have 1 week's experience. That's all the experience you need. If you want to make floatine powder and sell it to rubes in the city, they'll go to their yoga. They'll go to their hot spin. They'll go swimming at that greasy pool. And they'll buy the floatine. Especially if there are attractive people on the posters. Yeah. But no, Seaflow has been taking off, and floatine powders, as I've said. All of these will be available in the catalog soon. Yes. The floatine powders and gels and drinks are all really taking off. It's been a wild ride these last few days. There's just a lot of startling excitement about Seaflow, and like I said, all of our floatine power supplements. One of the joys of being the CEO of Seaflow is interacting with our Seaflow lifestyle flow stories. A lot of folks are having their lives changed by Seaflow floatine powders and juices. We have this one story from Gabe Dirksen of Seattle, Washington. Dear Seaflow, I've been dealing with stigmoid dentral scubitis for over 20 years. None of my neighbors care. They just keep asking me, when you're going to die? I know somebody wants to convert your place into a split level. Nice stuff like that is what my neighbors say. I spend my nights on the back porch now, in my rocking chair, thinking about what I'd do if I could simply get over that nagging fear, the fangs, the nagging fear that society gives you, but if only you could get over it, oh, what a night those other people would have, right? With Seaflow. Anywho, I started using Seaflow Red Style Floatine Powder number 8 a few weeks ago, and I can already feel blood returning to my penis and my heartbeat is more regular. I don't stop breathing as much at night any longer. All due to Seaflow and your floatine powders. I'm still dying a wretched and horrible death, but I'm getting over my fear walls that stifle progress, as a Seaflow recruiter once told me. Get over your fear walls. It's a big wall. It's filled with fear. Get over it. Thanks, Seaflow, Gabe. That's a nice story from Gabe. You can see already that you should be sending me all your money for Seaflow. I'm just saying. So many truthy experiences out there, you know, people just really going at it. This is another personal Seaflow story from Casey Dornchamber of Guston, Colorado. Dear Seaflow, I started using your special floatine sex oil number 12 a few months ago. I can't believe the results. As recommended, I rub 1/3 a bottle on my boobula twice a week. And what's happened is shocking. I now have several boyfriends that come by at night. They feast upon my flesh as a doe lying near dead in the field. And the mountain lion rips at its flesh. I lay there languidly, accepting bullpipe magic from husky construction worker types with deep dark eyes and 1,000 lies to keep a woman smoking. Sure, it gets rough sometimes, but the Seaflow hydration powders, they keep me rolling as the train goes by. Thanks, Seaflow. That comes from Casey at Guston, Colorado. Can you believe these stories? They're the kind of stories that make you realize that starting a company like Seaflow, with the values we have, and our values are supreme, we believe in exceptionalism and radical self-reimaginationificationism. We believe you can rework your own broken sense of self the way that it looks like Britney Spears is. I don't know. We think we can all be rehabilitated into a special social caste system whereby all of our skills can be utilized by CFLOW. We can join the CFLOW Sea Org and sign a 1,000-year contract to make fucking wallets. If we have the courage from CFLOW. And it's true, CFLOW magic is spreading. And people are talking about CFLOW floatine powders. Like, I didn't know that life existed, Dan, until I tried the CFLOW floatine number 4. It's not cocaine. It looks like cocaine. It's not cocaine. It's not cocaine. It looks and feels like cocaine. The floatine powder. But it's not cocaine. It's not cocaine. There you go. And I gotta tell you, if you ask about it and you're a jerk about it, you don't deserve CFLOW. But you can invest in CFLOW. It's a real thing. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Am I right? You know. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles, and as a reminder, it's almost 8 p.m. on Saturday, May the 11th, 2024, Bo Blimp Doc, before the great flare takes us out or mutates the cows into hippo cows. Murder hippo cows in the forest. Fuck you. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Don't let the whore hit you on the way out. Don't let the whore hit you on the way out. That's, you know, I don't know. That's probably pretty low rent right there. But you probably shouldn't let the hooker hit you on the way out. I don't know. Probably some of you pay the hooker to hit you on the way out. Some of you don't. It's up to you. You might feel like a hooker. I worked for Microsoft and other companies as a contractor. I totally felt like a hooker. But I didn't sell my body, no. I only sold my mind. That's way better. Way better, man. Don't sell your mind, sell your body, whatever. It's probably bad both ways, you know. Some of us end up with crabs of the mind. Some of us end up with crabs of the junk. That's a dumb quote. Don't let the whore hit you on the way out. That's fine. Next topic. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. The CIA never stopped facilitating the drug trade. They just got better accountants, Dr. Freckles. What does that mean? Well, do your own digging. When I was in high school, there was this big scandal around a bank called the Bank of Commerce and Credit International, BCCI, but it was also jokingly called the Bank of Criminals and Crooks International. And it was one of these big banks for money laundering. You know, if you've seen that show Ozark, you know, Ozark, that show on Netflix, the money launderer, the accountant, yeah. BCCI funneled money for drug people. BCCI funneled money for the CIA and probably other parts of our government involved in clandestine bullshit. Who the fuck knows? And that's what I believed back then, because it was the kind of thing, it was like you can call it a limited hangout or a honeypot, call it what you will. It's a wild goose chase. They give you something to believe that something's going on and to think you found it. And I think that's part of what the CIA has done. It's a lot of three-card Monty. It's a shell game, you know? Looking back, I don't think they've ever needed any banks to do what they do. Based on stories I've heard coming out of, you know, the war in Afghanistan, I'm pretty certain they can get as many pallets of $100 bills as they want and do whatever the hell they want to with them at this point, and I doubt there's any serious oversight. What did that professor from, like, a university in Michigan say is an estimate of money that the Department of Defense is missing over the last, like, couple decades? Like, over 20 trillion they can't account for. And you can say, well, Dan, that's all hookers and cocaine and swimming pools. And it could be a fair amount of hookers, cocaine, and swimming pools. But 20 trillion in change buys you a fuck ton of hookers and swimming pools. That's like a significant portion of our total national debt right now. If our debt's around 34 trillion, we could cut it more, you know, in more than, we could cut it by more than half, although I'm not really sure it would matter at this point, given that we're at a doubling rate. But yeah, it would help a little, you know. I don't think they have to worry about that as much as they used to. I also think they use more NGOs, non-governmental organizations, to do a lot of the things they do now. So a lot of what they do become these appendages that they can simply cut off like a starfish, and their, you know, legs grow back, and it doesn't matter, you know? I don't know. But I will say this. I don't think the CIA ever stopped facilitating the drug trade. And I include the opioid epidemic in this. I include that. I mean, I certainly include the degree to which opium production in Afghanistan increased while we were there. So yeah, I don't think they ever stopped facilitating. I just think they got better accountants and they got better at covering their tracks. Next topic. Don't like talking about the CIA bullshit because, yeah, they are probably the ones who traffic the most drugs at an interstate level in the world today. Probably. They may not be number one, but they're competing with other governments who do the same thing. And everybody can play pretend, oh, but the cartels can't be defeated, and Trump says he's going to use special forces. Folks, we sent Black Jack Pershing into Mexico in 1915, and that's not the first time something like that ever happened. It's an old story. None of that is ever going to fix anything. If you actually wanted to attack the drug problem in terms of trafficking, you would shut down the Central Intelligence Agency. But that's not going to happen, is it? Next topic. And I think this may be a topic that is well worn, or a quote that's come up before, like a bad turd or something, a floater. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles: if you want to grow carbs, you're going to need cats. If you like the carbs, you're going to need cats. I think we've covered this one before, but for people out there homesteading or people thinking about it, and you say to yourself, well, why do I need a cat? Well, your dogs are going to help in a lot of ways, but your cats are going to help in other ways, and they will work together to keep a lot of pests away from your homestead. This is simple truth. You know, it's why when you think about getting a dog, you know, seriously consider if it's actually a dog. You know, no offense to Frenchie owners, but if I was homesteading, I wouldn't say to myself, well, gee, I want to get myself a good Frenchie so I can homestead out in the wilderness. I mean, I'll see that freaking eagle come down and go, "Caw!" And all of a sudden, that eagle swoops down, gets a little Frenchie, so cute, so tasty. Little eagle family gonna eat Frenchie tonight. Gonna eat French. Anywho, it's not very enlightened or original, and if you're interested in survival and you understand history, the history of human civilization and agriculture, then the thing about cats is pertinent. Like, if you intend to store a lot of grain, have a cat. If you intend to store anything that rats would want to get at, have a cat. And have a cat and a dog, and maybe even have two of each. I mean, it is a drain on resources up to a point, but to some extent, you know, it really does kind of take care of itself. Anyways, next topic, because this one's well worn and dumb. If you want carbs, get a cat. Nobody wants carbs. We're all keto now. Fuck you, fatto. Well, this is a related Dr. Freckles quote. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles: they are breeding what they are eating. They are breeding what what they're eating. Look at the food. Look at the drugs. Look at the sky before you die. They are breeding what they are eating. Go to the school, see how they dress. Go to the school, see how they talk. They are breeding what they are eating. They are. And it's gross. It's gross. I never really connected the dots to this extent. And this is where, in some ways, 2020 is a bigger enigma for me because of this simple fact. But for a long time, the powers that be have engineered a situation. I've got a little bit of the dry mouth. I'm sorry. For a long time, the powers that be have engineered a situation whereby they get the victims they want. And so, yeah, if you're asking, do I believe there are organized pedophiles in government? Yes. I think they've existed in government for a long time. And I think they've transcended time way before the United States was founded. A long time ago, so far back, I don't want to talk about it because then I start talking about other stuff and I'll just piss you off, probably. But the point is, yeah, these people exist. And so if you look at our diet, the food we eat, look at the hormone issue. Like, you say to yourself, well, are kids developing sexually earlier? Well, it looks like it might be true, but it might be connected to the food. You know, they're breeding what they're eating. Look at the culture. The culture basically sexualizes kids. It turns kids into little prostitutes. The fact is, I see this on the job I currently do. And I want to tell these kids, respect yourself. It's like, I want to explain to them that they could actually have more pride in themselves if they didn't think of themselves in those terms. But society tells them those are the only terms. They're breeding what they're eating, folks. And then I look at how they teach the math and the English and the other stuff, and it's clear to me that they want people that won't think too deeply. That thinking for them will be defined as being told what to do. They're breeding what they're eating. They're breeding what they're eating. Yeah. They are making thoughtful decisions about food and training. They are making thoughtful decisions about the degree to which they've invaded the home in terms of legal rights and responsibilities of parents. Yeah, they're breeding what they're eating. That's what it looks like to me. And that may be a grotesque way of saying it. And it's not original. Many people have said this. I think David Icke has said this. I don't really go on the journey with him when it comes to the reptilians, but there's a lot of stuff I think he's had right for a long time. In fact, he was one of the first people, I think, to really actively go after people in power with respect to organized pedophilia. So David Icke actually deserves, you know, a salute and a lot of respect. But it does look like they've been doing a lot of these things on purpose. You know, keep the kids dumb. You know, poorly educated. Give them food that changes their very biology. Maybe even their sexuality. Give them food that accelerates the rate at which they mature. And you don't really need to care what happens later because you're not really breeding them for success. You're not breeding them so that they can become, you know, worthwhile members of society. What you're doing is creating a cadre of victims that you can victimize. So it's pretty fucked up. And I don't know where this is heading, to be honest with you. As a Christian, I'm not a very good one because my situation vis-a-vis God these days ain't so good. But as a Christian, still a believer, I gotta say, it doesn't look like it's heading in a good day, a good direction. It doesn't. But what the fuck does that mean? Next topic. Who knows? Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. The thing about the journey to anarchism, there ain't no Gandalf, and you wouldn't want one. On the way to liberty, there ain't no fucking Gandalf who knocks on your fucking door and says you're the only hope. you know Princess Leia? She sent out a lot of emails, a lot of droids. You're my only hope. That's right. Okay? On your way to an understanding that you were born free, there's not a Gandalf. There are people you might be exposed to. You might read a book. Who knows? To say that there are no influences on your life would be absurd. But the concept of some holy man who knocks on your door to bring you to the righteous path, that's not what freedom really is about. I mean, to a great extent, it's about figuring out your own path. And if you're religious, like myself, or Christian, spiritual, like myself, you believe what I believe, that path might be partially defined by God, perhaps even mostly defined by God. If you're an atheist, it's up to you. What you want to do? What do you want to be? What is your purpose? But still, on the road to liberty, there's no Gandalf who's going to give that to you. And the simple truth is, it's not enough to know that you're free. The first step is to know that you were always free. The second step is, what now? You know, and for some people, what now is homesteading and trying to set up a sustainable framework by which they and their friends, their family can survive. That's a pretty cool project. And for other people, it's music and producing music that has a message of freedom and a message of, you know, question authority. And I think that's pretty cool. And for some people, it's to move down to South America and marry a senorita. And I think that's cool, too. For some people are into crypto. I'm not into crypto. I don't feel like beating up on Bitcoin today. I have always been a late adopter when it comes to technology, so it's not really an issue to me whatever happens with it. And if you happen to be a primary, foundational, in-the-door, dream mine investor into crypto, you know, God bless. If it ends up making you filthy rich, great. The point is, though, it's up to you what you want to do with your life, and there's probably not going to be a Gandalf who shows up and just gives it to you, even with God. I mean, you could say, well, Dan, but what about the Lord? Doesn't he sometimes Gandalf you? Doesn't he sometimes send you an angel or something? Well, that's probably true. But, I mean, I wouldn't call an angel on par with a person, for one. Number two, I think that's pretty rare. For the most part, you're working out that path. You know, the Lord's plan is penultimate, and your part in it is a mystery, and you're working it out with him every day if you believe what I believe. And a lot of days, you might have days where it's not working so great, and that happens too. You know, I beat up on Gandalf stuff a lot because it just makes me sick. The world doesn't change usually because of one person. Can one person make a difference? Absolutely. Absolutely. But the magic number is somewhere between one and less than everyone. Like, it's never going to be everyone, and in most cases, it won't just be one. In most cases, it's going to be some group of people who voluntarily work together to actually solve problems instead of create new ones, you know? Solve them, don't create new ones. Am I an idealist? Yeah. Am I someone who's a bit naive? Potentially, maybe. But I'd rather be an idealist about a free society where there are no slaves than to be so very excited about the bullshit going on today in the world. To be so very excited about the oppression and the censorship and the wars. If that makes me crazy, that I have a hard time being idealist about this incredibly evil bullshit, then okay, I'm guilty as charged. Guilty as charged. Send me to jail. Guilty as charged. Open my mail. Yeah. Anywho, I went a little cray-cray there, so let's go to the next topic. Because that's whatever, you know. Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. Soon, there will be tube farms for turning people into tubes that make smaller tubes. Soon there'll be tube farms for making people into tubes that make smaller tubes. And then the smaller tubes that are made by people at the tube farm will become human and conscious and will make their own smaller tubes. And these tubes will connect to other recursively complex fractal-like tube people within the vector space of the 19th dimension. Where the tube people roll, they roll with an iron tube. And everybody has tube vision. They call it a boob tube. Yes, soon there'll be tube farms for turning people into tubes that make smaller tubes. That's so critical what we just covered there. Next topic. So there's been a lot of talk about Kendrick and Drake, or as I call Kendrake. I heard Kendrick made fun of Will Smith's wife. And then Will Smith met with Kanye about that thing between Ice Spice and Taylor. And then all hell broke loose when Ice-T sent the OG crew after Drake in his poop pounder militia. I heard Lil Wayne stole Weezy's yoke mold, and now half of Mogersville is filled with bangers from Dicton and Rentley and Stratford-on-Avon. And after the last gunplay, the gay boys sold Tootsie Roll rappers to the Skyhop demon. The one with the gold teeth. The one with the fuzzy hat. The one down the street. But Nat Von Blonster stole the night when Eminem started vomiting up his Soulja Boy rum, and the last of the Hebrew derelicts gave up the tunnel treasure for the Hester Wives of Brooklyn. And who wouldn't do that, baby? This Kendrick Drake thing. And then Drake had something to say about it. Kendrick says Drake lost his mind when he couldn't find his pudding stash. And the eyelash sisters who stand idly by haven't got the juice to cut it loose and shake their caboose for the Crips from Fresno. Blood Sing too, and the East Coast ATL rappers form up into their throngus armies and weld a strong pipe of love scum and Nordic pig wrestling. Sure. Drake says that Kendrick killed his moms, and that all the old gangsters are lost in Rancho Cucamonga. That said, the bed they made for hip-hop glory is the oldest story of hookers and ice and gats and knives. Throwing stars and pillowcases filled with D-cell batteries. Everyone's getting ready for Drake's next thing. Drake is complaining about anal rash. There are signs that Kendrick may have poisoned his stew by selling goo to a girl named Lisa. And Lisa used to date Snoop Dogg, but is now being hunted by the Peruvian police units for being too damn sexy. After Drake finished recording his album Tough, he met with the Donut Hassle crew and fed them turnip wine. Kendrick showed up and they began wrestling each other, stroking each other off, and the whole assembly began to get sick. It's called Schadenfreude. And that's when Will Smith showed up. Have you heard about that? Will Smith was piloting a submarine for L. Ron Hubbard's Sea Org when he found evidence of Drake's bullshit, Smith's wife was diving naked, digging for muggle worms, when Drake slipped in from behind and boom, and Will fired 8 torpedoes, but the cans told him too many Thetans are living in his hands. So the sand swallows him up and his wife and his submarine. And that's when Kendrick makes his play. After Smith and his Scientology friends were destroyed by the sands of time, Samuel L. Jackson had some words with Kendrick. Jackson and Kendrick were friends back in the 1980s. Jackson taught Kendrick the street thug life and the strife of a man's war against prejudice and herpes. Jackson had been ordered by LL Cool J to bring peace to the hip-hop world, but Jackson had a different mission and uglier one, right? Kendrick set up an ass trap at his condo in Vegas where Jackson tripped on a wire and there was a fire and half the Mormon boys' choir played the lyre for Ted. And when the waters retreated, the band was seated and Samuel L. Jackson was dead. Samuel Jackson was dead. Samuel L. Jackson was dead. This Kendrick thing. Matt Damon got stuck with Richard Gere at the Vegas Hamster Festival. Kendrick shows up and starts dissing on Drake. Richard and Drake go back to the fuselage parties in London in 1998. Drake made mud cake and sold a few to Richard. And then Matt Damon shows up and covers himself in coyote stool. Now Kendrick is saying that Drake has no gumption, and Richard Gere is just busy pushing hamsters up his zone cave. They say Drake is cruising all night now, looking for Kendrick. He goes out in his Toyota Prius and seeks the Gen Con power, the Mau Mau Mike Tyson, the style fruit slurry with power vitamins and floatine. And Kendrick is going to Buddhist temples, finding karmic dust in his elbow magnet. His girl Digla spreads the word to the East Side Hoolies, and there will be no peace. There'll be no peace between Kendrick and Drake. There'll be no peace between Kendrick and Drake. No peace between the living and the dead. No peace when Richard gets done and the Squirrel Army of Revenge shows up. No peace, only hip-hop forever. Only hip-hop forever. Only hip-hop forever. Indeed, folks, it's only hip-hop forever, but this Kendrick Drake thing's getting out of control. We talked about the geostorm. That's some kind of bullshit. A severe geomagnetic storm hit the Earth last night, killed 8 billion people. Oh my God, what a sight. Cowboy lizards were digging graves, and the monkeys from Mount St. Helens refused to be slaves. Yeah, I don't need to spend time on this geomagnetic storm shit. It is a reminder to those that listen, I have a bugbear. It exists in the orbit of my worst case scenario, which I try not to talk about much. And I have been talking in terms of Boblimpdoc between best and worst case. And I still say that most likely the Occam's razor is also the best case, that what we're looking at is the background radiation, the heat loss of a dying empire in the form of military psychological warfare and manipulation. And it's like I said, on social media today, if they tell you 15,000 cows got the monkey herpes, got the bird flu, and had to be culled, here's what I'll tell you. It's way more likely that those 15,000 cows are being shipped someplace for balance of trade in kind, which is the ideal scenario, which means that the dollar really technically has already collapsed. It's just that America doesn't know it yet, Yeah. So if you read more, oh my God, the food processing plant was blown up by the monkey herpes. The monkey herpes is causing us to not get raw materials for parts that we need for planes. Monkey herpes. Oh my God, all those potatoes had to be destroyed because I'm going to tell you something. Stop right there. The food is being shipped someplace. It's being shipped someplace since 2020. That is one of the reasons why prices are going up. It's not the only reason, but it's one of them. Where is it going? Well, if you're a best case scenario person, it's called balance of trade in kind. It's a scenario where the only way other countries will fucking trade with you is if you give them actual raw materials. There you go. They don't want the dollar. They don't want treasury bills. They want stuff or fuck you. Next topic. Oh, this is a quote from Dr. Freckles. Space is going to be so big next year. Next year we go to the moon. Next year we travel to Mars. Next year we head to the stars. It's always next year. It'll be so big next year. We'll feel so good next year. Having our Tang in our rocket-powered Mustang. Having our freeze-dried ice cream, giving our teeth a nice glowy gleam. Because space is going to be so fucking big next year. If you like this podcast, and I have no idea why, you can donate to it. But before you donate, you need to hear the disclaimer. As I've said in the past, and it should be obvious, I am not a tax-exempt organization. So if you take deductions based upon the donations, you're wrong. Sorry. I can't accept stuff through the mail. You say, well, Dan, I'd love to ship you 17 tons of gold. Well, I'd love to believe it. But the reality is my mail gets opened, and I'm not special. That happens to a lot of people in crooked neo-Stalinist hellholes. So probably a large group of us gets our mail opened at this point. It's a thing. You can only donate through PayPal. That's it. I don't take crypto. I don't take through the mail. I don't take random meetups any longer because in reality, they don't happen that often. Like, I don't know. Maybe they can't risk it, right? Dad's going to kill one of our agents one day. No, I won't. No danger of that. Not in the state I'm in. Anywho, but before you donate, understand some simple facts. Before you donate, take care of your food, water, shelter first. Okay, that's priority, not donating or supporting a podcast. Take care of the people in your life you care about, your friends, your family, the people you love that you're building community with. Take care of them first before you donate to somebody's podcast. If you're setting aside food for your family, remember your dog and your cat are part of your family. Make sure you set aside food for them too. I'm sure they'll fend for themselves in the way that they will, but the reality is they've gotten used to the easy living too, so at least help them out. 6 months for you, 6 months for them. And remember, it's not the end of the world. Yeah, I think that the wheels are coming off the cart at some point, and it will feel insane and crazy beyond imagination, but it's still not the end of the world. And if you can keep your head, if we can keep our collective heads, then who knows? Who knows what can happen when people are no longer being forced to behave in the way that we behave, no longer being lied to the extent that we're lied to. Imagine what happens in the world when the boot is lifted. And I think that time is coming, not because they want to lift the boot. No. If they could keep raping and killing and murdering and stealing people's kids per 1 Samuel chapter 8, if they could do that for thousands of more years, they would. But something or someone has told them that part of history's over. What's coming next after Bo Blimptok? Well, I don't know. But there are the Bo Blimptok time, Grinkin time sales right now. Everything's on sale. The movie's on sale. The popcorn that cost $50, that's on fucking sale. New tires for your RV. Oh, you can still get them? Well, they're on sale. Everything's on sale for $55.99. But yeah, if you want to donate, you can. There's a link to PayPal. Donate what you can. If zero is what you can, guess what? That's okay. Money is tight these days. Believe me, I know that. For Saturday, May the 11th, 2024, Bo Blimptok, it's almost 8:30 p.m. here on the Olympic Peninsula, surrounded by nature and wolves and coyote women. The proud coyote women of the Olympic Peninsula, they dance at night. They dance naked. They dance for me. And have a great rest of your Saturday.